We are learning Masechtas Bava Metzia, Dav Tzadik Amud Aleph, and we are starting on Dav Bottom of Dav Pei Tes Amud Beis. Tana Rabbanan Parois of Araxos V'Tuah. Parois that are working on Sa'irim, like Rashi says, talking about after Dosh, it's already Nigmar and Chayiv B'Meiser, but after they did Dosh on the Sa'irim, which that takes off the chaff off the Sa'irim, then the Sa'irim still have a peel. And what you do is you soak it in water, and you dry it out, and then the parois also do a second dosh on it to take off that peel, that klipa, off that shell, off the sa'irim. So in such a case, they won't eat from it, because this is after gemar malacha l'maiser. So parois meraksis betvua, and also v'hadoshois betruma umaiser. Another case is that the shor is threshing truma and maiser. Ain't over m'shaval sachsim. You're not over the Isra of Leisachsim Shar V'dishoy, because on the case of Araxos, after Nigmar already Lemaiser. And Truma Meiser, the reason why you're not Chayiv is because the Grash says in the beginning of the Gemara is, the reason is because the Pasuk is not talking about Truma Meiser, because Stam Truma Meiser is only taken after Meiruach, which is a later stage. That's usually when you take off Truma Meiser. So usually by Dosh, is earlier on, there's no Truma Meiser there, because the first dosh is not nigmar of truma maisa. So the first dosh is usually not something that is maisa, because usually the way it works is you do dosh, it's the regular threshing, taking the chaff off, then you do zoira, which is winnowing, and then you make it on a pile and you do meruach, and then you take truma maisa. So usually, how is it possible to have dosh on truma maisa? We're not talking about the dosh of sa'irim, a special type of dosh, that's meraksos. We're talking about regular dosh. So how do you have dosh usually on Truma Meiser? So the case here has to be, like the Gemara will say later on, that they took Truma Meiser early. You could do it. You could be mafrish, separate Truma Meiser early on in the stage. You're not chayiv yet, but the hafrosha works. So here, you will mafrish Truma Meiser earlier, before dosh, and now you're doing dosh. The halacha is, the behemoth does not eat from that. Why not? So if you look at Rashi, three lines from the top, Rashi says, Truma Meiser, the stam daish lav truma meiser mishtayikra. The ain't truma meiser stam element of meruach veilach. And that's why we're learning right now that by when you're doing dosh, truma meiser, there's no isra but loy sachsen. He took off truma. This is truma meiser giving dosh on. You'll be dosh on truma meiser. 150th
that you took off.
Yeah, 150th and 110th and everything. And you're doing dosh on that. The halacha doesn't eat. Now, why not? Because the pasuk is not talking about Truma Meiser.
Why are you doing
the guy a favor? He doesn't have a cow. What's the cow? You know, whatever the cow is. Yeah. So, the coin, the levies. So, the Mara says, Ain't no about Tachsim. So, Avo, Primaris, I am. People are watching you doing dosh in your property. They think it's your stuff. So, it's Marasayin. So, maybe Bull Moiseh Hamin, you take a handful of Oisav of that min that you're actually threshing, and you put it in the basket in front of its mouth. You don't let it eat from Truma Meiser. We'll see in a second why, because more than say a reason soon. But you put it into a basket and you let him eat from Oisav min. Now, if you let him eat anyway, so what's in a gay and not even about Tachson? So Ratva speaks out that usually the amount that you have to allow them to eat is 4 kabin, which is a big amount. Here, you don't have to give him the full amount. You just give him a handful and put it into his basket in front of his face, in front of the behemoth's face, and this way it doesn't look like you're being choysim, the paro, because the shor is eating now from those wheat, from the basket in front of his face. Rav Shimei Choyemer, maybe karshinim betoilolo. You don't have to give that min, you can bring animal food. Shakashinim yafaslo v'nakov, because be'etzim animal food is even better. Karshinim is a type of animal food, vetch, it's called something. It's a type of food that's made out of the scraps, and that type of karshinim is better actually for the behemoth than wheat kernels. So you're allowed to, once you're putting something into the basket, you're allowed to put something better if you want. Is Rav Shimon Yechai arguing Tanakama? So it's Mechalikas Roshayim. There are 12 holes that Rav Shimon Yechai is giving Moisiv on Tanakama. By the way, you don't have to give them in. You can use karshinim. Others mashma that he argues. We'll speak out maybe Tosis later on. That's mashma that they argue. Al Kaponim, it says over here that the Truma Meiser, Dosh Truma Meiser, you're not over the Issa Lefsachsim. Remen no Asir Kasha, Paras Meraxis Betua, you know, Vishval Tachsim. Paras Dam Meraxis Betua, like we just spoke out by the case of Sa'irim, which is after the first Dosh, which is later on, you're not over Vishval Tachsim. Why? Because it's already Chayiv Meiser. And then the Brisa says, "Vadoshois b'tshuma u'maiser over mishum al tachsam." You are over mishum al tachsam, which is a steer to the Brisa before, and that'll be the kasha. The Brisa goes further. V'nochri adosh b'parosu shel Yisrael, a nochri that borrows or rents the par of Yisrael, or even more. You tell a guy to use your par. The loch is ain't over mishum al tachsam. You're not over al tachsam. We'll have to speak out later on whose property is this: the property of the Yisrael, property of the Nachri. At the bottom of Amr, we'll talk about that. The Yisrael hadash with parash shal Nachri over mishum al tachsam. But the Yisrael that borrows or rents a para of a Nachri and he uses it to do work for him, there is an issa al tachsam. Atkan the Brice. So what's the problem with the Brice? It's a steer to the Brice before. This Brice says, Chuma Meiser, you are Oiva Mishabal Tachsen. Bishlema. So where's Kasha Chuma Chuma? Kasha Meiser Meiser. There's a steer of Chuma and Chuma and Meiser Meiser. Where's this Bishlema Chuma Chuma like Kasha? You can answer, there's two types of Chumas. Kamba Chuma, real Chuma, and Kamba Gedule Chuma. That means you took Chuma that you had, 150th that you had, set aside for the coin, and you replanted it. The loch is that. That is not Chuma anymore. It becomes Ois Chuma. It only has a din of Chuma Medrabanan. And since it only has a din of Chuma Medrabanan, Rashi explains, so then there is a Isra Le Sachsem Shar Bedishai. That's what Rashi speaks out. Rashi Damascus Gedul Chuma speaks out, Shazer Vigid La Gedulim Chuma Medrabanan. It's only Chuma Medrabanan. Vizet Echad Meshmeros. It says, Vikimi Lav Chuma Medraisa, have a queen of Bey Dai Shtam. We're going to stall the same shot that it has to fit into the Pasik. So Bishlam Chuma Chuma like Kasha, Kama Chuma, Kama Gdula Chuma. Ella Maisa, Maisa Kasha, the Stira Maisa, Maisa. One hand says Maisa, the Isbat Loi Sachsim, and the other hand says no Loi Sachsim. Vechite Maisa, Maisa, Nami like Kasha, Kama Maisa, Kama Gdula Maisa. May I answer the same Teretz? That the case that says that there's no Loi Sachsim, that your potter is by real Maisa. Masha Inke, in the other case of Gdula Maisa. So Mar says, but it doesn't help, because Bishlam Gdula Chuma, Chuma. Because Gedula Chuma, the loch is, if you plant it, at least it's called Chuma. It's only Chuma there are Banan. But at least if you take Chuma and I plant it, it's considered Chuma. Because they made a Dinder Abana that's called Chuma. We'll speak at why in a second. Ela Gedula Meiser Chulinu. If you plant Meiser, actually it's Chulin, it's not. Gedula Tevel, the Gedula Meiser Shendi, Chulin, it's Chulin. Now, why by Chuma, if you planted it, does it stay Chuma Kapanam Medra Abana? Because we didn't want someone, for example, he has Chuma, he has to give it to the Kohen. He says, you know what, I don't want to give it to the Kohen. I'll just plant it. It'll be mutter. So he said, no, it's Asr. It's Asr. There's no Yetzer Hara to do that by Maaser Sheni because you have Eitzes there. You can be paid it, you could bring it to Yerushalayim. Maaser Sheni also, it's edible, so you'll take it from your ganav anyway. You'll just eat it. Chuma you can't eat. Maaser Sheni belongs to Levi, you can eat it. Maaser Sheni you can eat. So you won't plant it. It's not worth it for you to plant it. It's not worth it for you. But by Chuma, that's already worth it. You can't eat it. So you're going to plant it. Everybody made a gzera. Another reason made a gzera is because let's say a Kohen has Chuma, comes tame. So now also he's stuck. He can't eat it. He'll plant it. Gevaldik. So therefore we said that if you plant it, it becomes also. Masha Inkein, Geduli Maisa Utel. There's no reason to make a gzera there. Therefore, it's not Maisa. So he can't say Kamba Maisa, Kamba Geduli Maisa. Because it's not called Maisa then. It's not called Maisa. It says Maisa that isn't in Lysachsen. So what's going on over here? So this is not a Chuma we answered. But Maisa we didn't answer. Eloi Kasha, Haba Maisa Rishon, Maisa Sheni. That by Maisa Rishon, the first Gemara's Teretz Pashto says that Maisa Rishon, there is Yad in Loi Sachson. Why? Because there it's Mamon Hedit. Belongs to Mamon Hedit. Masha Inkein, Maisa Sheni is Mamon Gavoya. And because Maisa Sheni has a little bit of Kedusha that has brought to Eretz Yisrael, and therefore, it's not called your Daish. It's not called your Daish. And the Gemara now is going to change. Rashi is going to change now. We'll speak about it in the next Gemara. But really, Rashi is going to change now why Chuma Maisa, if it's real Chuma Maisa, what the reason is that it's Potter from Loi Sachsen. And the reason is because it's not called Dishoy. It's not called your Daish. It's called Mama in Gavoya. And let's say Chuma also, we called. Your behemoth is not allowed to eat chuma, therefore it's called a shtickle mum and gavaya. A new reason, till now we said the reason why it's potter from Loi Sachsim is because the pasuk pasuk stam is not talking about chuma maisa. Now we're going to change. We're going to change, Rashi changes. Mashal points out why Rashi changes. But now the reason is because Loi Sachsim sharp disha, the reason is because it's not your daish. So we're answering this. The case where it says you are over the lav to a maisa rishon, there it's called dishay. There it's called your daish because a head is allowed to eat it. But maisa sheni is not called yours either because mamon gavaya or like Tosha speaks out that even if you hold it's mamon headit, the maisa can't eat it out of the chayma. So it has certain kedusha to it. It's not called dishay. And here we're out of the chayma. So that's the first Gemara's Taras to answer the Stira. Hav Ma'aser Rishon, Ma'aser Sheni. V'boy Yisema. Hav Ma'aser Sheni. Both Ma'aser Sheni. V'lekasha Hara Meir Rabbi Yuda. Hara Meir Don Ma'aser Mamon Gavayahu. Therefore, there's no Isloy Sachsem because it's not called your Daich. Hara Rabbi Yehuda Don Ma'aser Sheni Mamon Hedidu. It is called yours. Now here, the Rashi speaks out. That's why Rashi has to change because the Tumah was saying is that there's no Loy Sachsem Dishay by something that's called Ma'aser. So why, if you're Rabbi Yehuda, could you have a lav? Teretz is because it has to be totally in your daish, dishoy. And mamon gavoya, if it belongs to Hashem, it's not your daish. And Chalik Shemayr, who it is Maisa Sheni yours or not? And Afkminis can Mekadosh Isha or not? Is it yours or not? According to our mayor, it's mamon gavoya, it's not yours. According to Rav Yehuda, it is yours. And that will be the pshat in two brises. The brise says you are over, holds like Rav Yehuda. The brise says that you're not over, it's going to go to our mayor because there it does not belong to you, there's no Lissach Shemayr Vedisha. Now the Gemara interjects one line that we spoke about before. Hey Chidami, how is it possible to be thresh in Truma Meiser? L'chayra, and totally thresh in Achayiv in Truma Meiser. So Hey Chidami, goin shek dimoy b'shabalim. You mafresh, you separate the Meiser Truma Meiser before, early. Okay, we got that out of the way. Mar Zakash, Rav Yehuda, that holds Mamoin Hedyet, and that's why you are Chayiv l'sach sharbadishoy, but boy Yechayma, l'meiser, how the behemi eat? You need a chayma, you need a Yerushalayim, and for the Gemara, going to dash. For the chayma is base pagi. Yutaka, we're doing dash inside Yerushalayim. Inside base pagi is inside the outside hekif of Yerushalayim. That there you were doing dash. Usually you don't do dash in Yerushalayim. Usually you don't have behemah gases in Yerushalayim. Al kaponim, here you had in the outskirts of Yerushalayim, you could have a case where you dash, and there the behemah will be able to eat, and therefore there is the isaloi sach shav disha. But you say another teretz, a different teretz. Like Kasha, can by Ma'aser Vada. By Ma'aser Vada, you're not allowed to eat it. Therefore, there's no Isser Loy Sachsen. Can by Ma'aser Demai. But by Ma'aser Derabbanon, Demai is from Amaretz. You buy two of Amaretz. You have to take a Ma'aser. You have to Ibn Ma'aser. If the Ma'aser again, the halach is that there is only Midrabbanon that Ma'aser. Therefore, there is an Isser Loy Sachsen Sharv Disha in such a case. So Amar says Hashdos Lachi. Now that we brought this teretz of Ma'aser Vada, Ma'aser Demai. Can't the same tariffs by Chuma. That the case where there is no Isloy Sachsoim to one Chuma's Vadai. The case where there is an Isloy Sachsoim to one Chuma's Demai. So Mara says, that's true. Bishloy Maisa Demai Ika. There's a Chiev Maisa on Demai. El Chuma's Demai Miika. There's a Chiev Chuma by Demai. By Tai Unten Abraisa. Afu Beatles Avido. This is talking about a Takhana that Yechanan Kangolo made. First of all, about the vidui. In Parashas Kisava, it says that you make a vidui meisters. Ve'arti akoyish min abayis v'gam asat v'levi and everything, get everything. The problem was that at a certain time in Klal Yisrael, they stopped giving the meiser rishon to the levi. It went to the koyim because they made a knas on them. So he was a vatal vidui because it's not true. V'gozer al demai. Another thing he did was he made the gzera on demai. L'fris yishal chol gvul Yisrael v'ra'a and he saw shlohem frishim elo truma gedol v'vat. He saw they only took Truma Gedayla because that was they think they were Chayav Misa, so they took Truma Gedayla. L'maisa, you see they took Truma, so you can't say Chayav Truma's Demai. There's no Truma's Demai. Truma they took. There's no Chayav take of Truma on Demai on buying from Amaretz. So what are you talking about? You're answering Kama Truma's Vada, Kama Truma's Demai. I'll tell you what I mean. Kama Truma's Maisa Vadai, Kama Truma's Maisa Demai. Talk about the Truma's Maisa. Loch is that the on Maisa Rishon, you got to take off a Truma also. The vice versa means 10% goes to the levy, and 1% and 10% of that, which is 1% of the total, goes to the kohen from the vice versa. So that, even though when you take off the demai, you have to give that 1% to the kohen. So that's truma. That's has a shame truma, and that's what we're referring to when we said the two brises. One talking about truma's vada, in that there's no isloy sachsen. The other one's talking about truma's demai, which is the truma's meiser of demai, and that will be a chiyav loy sachsen. Because it's only with demai, it's only by demai, it's only with darbanon, and therefore it is a chiloy sachsam shar v'disha and shchikes. On chumas ma'isa demai, because that's only demai. Like we said, the same answer by ma'isa. Ma'isa demai, ma'isa vada. Ma'isa vada is mamon gavoya. Ma'isa demai, since it's only darbanon, there is a chiyev loy sachsam, and it's not doicher the chiyev loy sachsam. Chumas ma'isa demai, yeah. That when you take off 10, let's say you get a whole thing for you buy 100 bushels from Amaretz, you got to take off 10% from ma'isa rishon. And then you keep, because it's a Mitzvah of Chavar Raya. But 1% of that goes to the coin. 10% of that 10, yeah. You have to give to the coin, yeah. Yeah, it's Chuma. Has been Chuma. That was the law of the Isloy Sachem. It's only Demai, it's only a Safik. It's only the Rabbanon. It's only the Rabbanon. Why is Demai only the Rabbanon? It's a real Safik, not a real Safik. Really, Rav Amaratzim do take off Mitzvah. Let's say the behema was eating. You were playing with the behema. You have to let it eat. You can't muzzle it. It was eating matrezes. It was having stomach problems from it. Rashi's choli ma'ayin, like a diarrhea or something. It was not doing well from eating. So maybe here is a case where you should muzzle it because it's better for the behema not to eat. Now, is the reason why you let the behema eat because it's good for it, but here it's not good for the behema. Or maybe because it looks at food and it's being mitzara. So here, I don't want to let it be mitzara, I have to let it eat. Because it doesn't know the behema doesn't know what's good for it. We have a raya from Mishnah like to this shayla. Rav Shimon Yechayim, before, it says maybe garshinim etayla shar garshinim yafos ma'akol. That when you're doing the marasayin there, you don't have to give it exactly what it's eating. You're allowed to give it garshinim. Why? Because garshinim yafos ma'akol. So it speaks out shar garshinim yafos ma'akol. Shvami no, mishum the maili lahu. Shvami no. You see, everything has to do with the maila fit, and this is a maila fit, and therefore, here also you'll stop it from eating. Now this is Rav Shimon Yechayim's shita. What about the Rabbanon? The greeted that Zok Taisus Amul Lahu Tiny Taisus. Taisus says Rabbanon Loich Pliga Leva Ma'idem Afarish Time Mishnah Malala. He doesn't argue that part. Only argues different parts. Mashma from Taisus that Rav Shimon Yechayim argues on Tana Kamal. He spoke about four hundred Tva. The Ritva holds that they don't argue. There's no Machlekes. The Rosh says like Taisus also that they argue Beetzem on the Halacha of Marasayim, but they don't argue about the Maila that has to be good for it, and therefore, case of Matarezas, you tack a lot of muzzle it because it's not good for the behemoth to eat, because it's getting stomach problems, therefore, you're allowed to stop it from eating. Thank you.